I start the recording.
I call this meeting of the Committee on University Affairs to order at 12:10 p.m. on Friday, September 1st, 2017. Moving into agenda item 2, roll call.
Okay. Senator Busman?
Present.
Senator Ma?
Present. It's Ma.
Ma?
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Senator Pagan Baden? I'm really bad.
Tardy, unexcused.
Senator Say?
Present.
Senator Smith?
Present.
Senator Stopka?
Present.
Quorum is present.
Sorry. Moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 4, minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from...
They're not here.
Sorry,
they're not here. One of the secretaries who did all of the minutes resigned.
Oh.
And he took them with him. So I'm working on getting them back so we don't
have
to write them.
So I can't approve these yet?
No, because they have to be physically present and ready for you to approve.
No worries. So, let the record show that Senator Penny Batten entered the room at 12:11 p.m. Moving into agenda item 5, old business. Item A, fall liaison position assignments. So I'm just going to kind of go down the list. You guys already chose what you wanted your liaisons to be, but if you wanted to change them, then you can at this time. So Ma, you had tech and resources, and then also sustainability committee.
Yeah. I think I'll keep them for now. Yeah.
Penny Batten, you had campus escort and DRC.
Yeah.
Say, you had student conduct. Okay. Smith, you had counseling services. And then Stopka, it says Wolfshop and Joe Crowley.
Yeah, and then I think it's police services too.
To agenda item 6, new business. We're going to start with item 8. So this outreach project is something that I've put a lot of thought into. When I had the idea, I brought it to Director Schultz, and we worked a little bit on a presentation. We were originally going to go in front of Senate and kind of talk about it, but I decided to spare them the time investment and kind of work on it through committee for a little bit before actually bringing the full thing. So, okay, so this is a working title. Spencer actually came up with this. If you have any idea of something better, you could always just shout it out. But basically, the purpose of University Affairs is to be kind of the outreach role for the Senate. Because we need a way to effectively communicate with the students to understand what their needs are and also what the opportunities on campus are to improve the Senate's interaction with the campus. I really like this quote, and it explains a lot about what this program is really supposed to mean. It's actually displayed right next to the Joe Ballrooms, but it's the next Comstock load is not in the minds of Nevada, it is in the minds of Nevadans. I think that there's a lot of creative potential that exists on this campus that's really just untapped because there's not an effective communication between students and Senate. So as far as outreach goes, what Senate has done in the past is this program, What to Fix Nevada, and it was a huge, colossal failure, and there was a few reasons for this. Mainly when
Secretary
Godoy.
It actually wasn't when it first started. Like, that first year, first 2 years, it was really popular. And as the time went by, it actually started to fall off. So, like, the last couple of years, it hasn't done as well. Mm-hmm. And then this year, you guys have kind of neglected it because it was supposed to be removed last year and it fell through.
Yeah. that is something I kind of want to address, though, because I think with the way this program worked, it encouraged a completely different type of input from, like, the students than we actually want, because really what the students were doing was saying, hey, this light's not working, the air conditioning in this dorm isn't working, all that sort of thing, and I don't feel like that should be going through Senate. What really needs to go into an outreach program is, like, meaningful input on what Senate is actually doing, and I don't think this really captured that because it focused on incentivizing students to, like, channel their anger at whatever's happening on their campus instead of, like, incentivizing them to look at opportunities and things that they want to see from student government. So kind of the shift that needs to be made is focusing less on criticisms of smaller things and more on, like, finding solutions to things that they want to see. And that includes focusing on initiative, collaboration, and engagement rather than complacency, individuality, and passivity. I think that collaboration between groups is really where the best ideas come from. And that's kind of a philosophy that I hold really dear. I just like to meet with lots of different people and then kind of collect the view from all the different angles and create something. And I think that's really what an outreach program needs, is a group of students coming together to create an idea for a problem that they see, and then sending that to us, their representatives, who can actually do something about it. And really, I think this has a lot of application, especially right now with everything that's happening in Charlottesville. Because if you think about it, if all of those protesters out there who are coming together to talk about this issue had an incentive, an actual financial incentive to, like, come up with a solution or an idea or an initiative that could change the culture on this campus and move forward towards what they want to see this campus as, then I think that it would actually take off, and that they would have a voice at that point and feel like they have a voice too. So when I originally was looking at outreach programs, did you have something to say?
Oh, no, sorry.
Okay. When I was originally looking at this, I asked a bunch of people from the past session how I could bring back WTF Nevada in a better way. And basically, every single one of them said it either couldn't be done or shouldn't be done. And that was pretty frustrating, so I just, like, started typing random, like, combinations of words on Google to see if other universities had done something like this. And what I came up with was Big Ideas at Berkeley. So they have this program where they bring together groups of students who will choose a category that they want to submit an idea on. And then it's a competition on their campus. And at the end, the best idea is chosen and they're given a cash prize. So this is kind of a example of a bunch of different categories that works for them. Obviously, we can't really just jump into this and have 10 different categories, because this is going out of university affairs. Really, what I'm ideally looking for is that we start with, like, one or two categories and kind of have a pilot program this next spring semester. And then if that's successful, we can go to the administration and get it kind of adopted and scale it up to bigger things. I think it has enormous potential to be scaled to something really good, but it's obviously kind of difficult to get something this huge started through a committee of student government.
Are you still thinking about a cash prize at the end?
Yeah, that's one of the big hurdles, is we would need to figure out, like, donors and where all this money is coming from. One possible source is just through the ASUN budget. Another possible source, if we take these categories and we approach companies and say, hey, if you want your name on this category, then you can, like, supply the cash prize, and then everybody who looks at this contest is going to see that your name is on this category. So a sponsorship type of funding.
Okay, and then one last thing. So is this cash prize cash to put their idea into motion, or is it cash like a grant that they can do whatever with?
That's one distinction that we're really going to need to figure out, because there's kind of two routes that it could be taken and do. One is you incentivize them by saying, hey, if you have a really good idea for this category, we're going to give you money and you can do whatever you want with that. And then ASUN adopts that idea and does whatever they want with it. And then the other option is that instead of just giving them money, you say, okay, if you have a great idea for an event or an initiative, we'll fund that initiative if we see merit in it. And so that's actually this next slide. So Harvard pretty recently established a new fund, and the description's right here. It's basically they kind of assign their compelling interests at any given time, and then they have this funding available, and if students can come to them with an idea for improving any of these areas, they'll fund their idea. So I guess we have to figure out kind of what would be easier to put into this program, either funding ideas for the students to use, or just giving them a cash prize for their ideas.
Just starting out there, I think the cash prize that they can do whatever they want with and they adopt their idea would be more of an incentive for students to put their idea in motion.
Okay.
There's a lot of students struggling to pay for school and stuff like that. If they give an incentive, it's like almost a scholarship that we can get.
Yeah.
Could it be a possibility to give them the option, saying, you have this great idea, we can either give you the cash and then we'll adopt the idea, or you can use the money that you win to put your idea into motion with your name on it without ASU's involvement?
Yeah, that could potentially work.
Okay, thank you.
So, just throwing it out there, if we did the thing where we gave them a cash prize and then we adopted that idea, it's going to cost us twofold.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have to pay them and then also pay to put the thing in motion.
Okay, like I know cash prize is a big incentive for a lot of students. What if we don't do cash prize and instead like try to recognize them or do some other means of incentive instead of just doing cash?
What kind of incentive do you think of?
I mean, recognition, a free t-shirt, something like that. I mean, what are you guys thinking of giving the students at Common Lunch exactly?
That's really up in the air. For this Berkeley program, they give out 1,000 to 10,000 per team, but obviously they've scaled it up to a huge degree.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer, Schultz.
I actually think combining your two ideas is actually the best plan, because if we not only recognize these individuals as the individuals who came up with this idea and give them a cash prize that they can do with whatever they want, not only recognized for a year, they're also getting a cash prize. The only issue that I see is the intellectual property behind it. We would have to get university legal to write up a contract or just have our own legal team, because if the idea is a gigantic success, which there is a high likelihood it could be, and we only give a $500 stipend of some sort, there's the issue of that coming back. However, if we have it in contract originally, then no issue.
That's something I was looking at. There's already kind of this same idea, but in different areas, like on this campus, there's SNF, which is sustainability funding for... Yeah, that. And then there's also the Stonetag business competition for like startup companies that want to get funded. And if you look at their requirements and their application process and all of that, it's really intricate and there's a lot of things that you have to consider. So if this were to happen, not only would we have to consult like legal services for that sort of thing, we'd have to completely draft up every single requirement, like credit load, what counts as an actual university student, do you allow graduates to participate in this, and all that sort of thing. So there's a lot of like little details that go into it. I think the best way to kind of tackle this is just to sit down outside of like meeting time and like brainstorm about it. So if you guys are interested, I'm definitely meeting with Director Schultz to talk more about this. But if you want to be a part of this process, then you guys are the first people we're coming to.
What time? When would that be?
We'll probably put out like a doodle poll. So like show of hands, who would be interested in attending? Yeah, you're just like sitting down and like brainstorming.
Sick of that.
Spitballing. Pretty low stress. Everybody? All right, cool. There goes. Okay. Are there any other comments at this time for the outreach project? Seeing none, we'll move into item B of agenda item 6, discussion on establishment or removal of liaison positions. We had a few people leave the committee, so IFC, Panhellenic, and MGC are currently completely unrepresented. Senator Sokka?
Is this one thing you can switch?
Yeah, you can definitely switch at this point.
Can I lose the Joe Crowley Union and pick up IFC?
Sure. You said lose Joe Crowley and
yeah, so I should have IFC in place for this.
Okay. Any other thoughts on this? Does anybody want to pick up Panhellenic or MGC?
I can take MGC if you want.
Okay, so going forward, I'd like you to email a representative from whichever liaison position you're targeting. So, yeah, if you could get into contact with them. And depending on when they respond to you, just set up a meeting and maybe have something prepared for next meeting about what your plans are moving forward. Okay, moving into item C, discussion on future projects and legislation. Was there anything that anybody wanted to talk about? I know you were involved with the legislation with the DRC.
Yeah.
Is that still...
Yeah, so actually right after this meeting, I'm going to meet with the Director Isabel, the DRC, and talk about ways ESU and the DRC. I think Hannah sent me a resolution that she drafted last year, I think, and we're going to go over that and we'll see if we can add anything else. So if you guys want to make it out, come. It's today right after this meeting.
Yeah, I'll come.
Do you have any ideas?
Senator Salka.
Sorry. So remember when we went to meet with the sexual assault?
Yeah.
So I still kind of want to do that at some point, but it would be a huge undertaking. It would be like pack fit sized undertaking. So
yeah.
We might want to like plan it this semester, next year, next semester, if we did.
All right, yeah. We can like meet individually about that if you want.
All right.
Well, actually, Star Wars not on the committee anymore, but if any of you wanted to get involved with this, we sat down with it's the Office of Student Persistence and Data. And basically, they sent out a huge survey on sexual assault data and kind of presented it to us, and there's some pretty good insights that you can see from the data. So if you wanted to be involved with this, we're kind of just spitballing right on things or possible applications of it.
It would be like a kind of a pack fit type program where like we tried to like get students involved, like get stickers and merchandise out there. So it's mainly for freshmen. But the data when you see it, if you want to get in on this, is like pretty stunning actually.
Didn't Sebastian say that he was working on something like that?
His is preventing STIs.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. One last thing. I think we could also get Green Dot, the Green Dot people on it.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
I'm wondering if they ever actually saw that data.
No, because the people we met with didn't want us to release it until they said it was okay, because
yeah.
It was sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to email it before we release the data.
Okay.
I'm interested in
that. Awesome.
Working with you guys.
Okay. Is there any other discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 8. Meeting is adjourned at 12:31 p.m.